A new study is bringing together stories of Indigenous people in Darwin who have shared experience. They've seen little people. Curtis Roman is a Larrakia man and researcher at Charles Darwin University, who has been told stories of the dark-skinned, knee-high little people for years. He told me the experiences people have had with little people are very real.
Who talk about little people are very much credible, serious, respected people in the community and in their own families, and the way in which people receive these stories are very consistent in that people take them seriously, and they'll often say they have similar stories in their families or in their communities.
And so how do people relate to the little people? Do they think that they are a good bunch of people, or do they find them as a bit of an omen?
The response has been really interesting. I've been contacted by people from all over Australia, Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people, and there are two themes here, and they are that people see them as protectors of their land, as protectors of their people, and they see them as a positive thing. However, there are just as many people who see them as a negative thing, and people are very scared of them. So, for example, people will avoid going to certain places because they don't want to have interaction with the little people. Others talk about little people throwing rocks at them, for example, to move people away from where little people are. So there are two strong themes, and that is that they're either good and they protect you and they look after you, or that they don't want you around.
And beyond people telling stories of having seen them, are little people a part of songlines? Are they something that is reflected if you look back through history?
They're a part of traditional societies, and they're documented, you know, in songs and art, for example. However, the aim of my research is not to go into ceremonial information. It's to ask people living in Darwin about their stories and experiences. So I want to make sure that people are comfortable talking to me about their stories and experiences, and they're not sharing sacred / ceremonial information.
And do you think there might be a connection between the little people that you're speaking of here in Australia and the fairies and elves that are spoken of in other countries around the world?
I don't know. Certainly people, you know, it seems that there are countries and groups all around the world who have similar stories and similar beliefs in little beings, if you like. But the stories that I'm gathering from people are specific to Indigenous people living in Darwin. It's about their experiences as Indigenous people with little people.
And Curtis, have you ever seen any?
I haven't seen any, but certainly the people that I've spoken to are adamant that they've seen them, and again, they're Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, and they come from all sorts of professional backgrounds. So a lot of these people are people who are professionals who've worked in remote Indigenous communities, and they are adamant that they've seen them, and they really appreciate the opportunity sharing what they describe as their first-hand accounts of seeing little people.
Dr. Curtis Roman, Larrakia man and researcher at Charles Darwin University.